Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وقال عليه السلام في قوله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان العدل الإنصاف والإحسان التفضل
أمير المؤمنين Ali alayhi salam said about Allah saying in the Quran, chapter 16, verse 90, Verily, Allah enjoins justice, adl, and benevolence, ihsan. Here, adl means equidistribution, and ihsan means favor.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, it is such an honor to be talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Truly, we have done many episodes on the universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, what's really beautiful is that despite all of the things that we can talk about, or at least all of the things that we have spoken about as regards to Imam Ali alayhi salam, still there are so many things to speak about. This is what makes the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam a universal persona. And even more far-reaching and profound than this is the fact that you don't have to be a Muslim to take advantage of and benefit from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. You should, you know, go out there and tell people about this universal persona, and you should explain to the people, you should teach the people, whenever you find the opportunity to be able to bring up the name of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Sometimes there's a problem at work or at school, or sometimes you have a conversation with your teacher or your coworker. There's always place to be able to add, you know, a little quote or a little, you know, conceptual Islamic understanding, or to just tell a little story about Imam Ali alayhi salam. And you will find that people appreciate it and people accept it, and people, inshallah, will, as we said, appreciate it from you. Now, one of the things that we see when it comes to Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, is this idea of having a soft heart. Now, the Holy Quran also refers to a hard heart, when a person becomes stone-hearted, when mercy and this kind of compassion leaves a human being and they start to become very rough, they start to become very cruel, in some cases oppressive, tyrannical, bloodthirsty. And so having a soft heart, again, is something that is very important. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, he had this soft heart. Now, don't get us wrong. This soft heart is towards those who deserve being soft-hearted with. So, for example, the mu'mineen and the Muslims and, you know, the rest of humanity, which is not an open enemy to Islam. When it comes to the open enemies of Islam, then of course you cannot be soft-hearted with them. You cannot be lenient and flexible. Because if you're lenient and flexible with one who is an open enemy to Islam, well, of course, they're going to hurt Islam. They're going to hurt you. They're going to be violent with you. They're going to put you in danger, and they are a threat to you. So you have to stand tall and you have to stand firm. Now, when specifically talking about a soft heart and how to soften your heart, it's interesting. Two things have been stated. One of them is to contemplate a lot, to reflect, to think about the realities of life, the realities of death, the grave, the hereafter, the realities of the current world, it's how temporary it is, you know, to reflect upon one's life, upon one's past, what was done, what was good, what was bad, how much time we used, what we used our time on, was it used on getting closer to Allah or getting farther from Allah? And all of these things come about with contemplation and thinking and taking time out to really think about everything that is going on. Of course, along and within the framework of the Holy Quran and the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and the infallible and immaculate imams. That framework is very important, because if you start thinking about, for example, when is the next major film going to come out, well, that's not of any use to any of us either in this world nor the next. But contemplation. The second thing is to weep and to cry out of the fear of the awe and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And this is something that it takes practice and it takes time. It is not something that can be easily done overnight, even though it can, but naturally, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. Of course, it starts with contemplation and thinking about the greatness of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, the majesty, the supremacy, the power of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, the mightiness of Allah, the exaltedness of Allah, the absolute power and the knowledge of Allah. All of these things begin to really make a human being fall into sajda, fall into prostration in front of the awe and the majesty. And eventually, there are many different things which we don't have time to talk about on the program that induce one to weeping. One of them, of course, is to remember the disobedience of the past, and which, inshallah, leads to reformation and a new, brighter, and better future. A very beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemies' doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Islam in its fullest motion in the Quran, that Imam Ali alayhi salam, how did he reduce the casualty? By the way, 20,000 people were killed in that battle. That's a lot of lives, relatively speaking. Then, today we have 7 billion people, then we didn't even have a billion. Don't forget that. So, there was a lot of death, 20,000. But Imam wants to cut the casualty. He says to one of his soldiers, he says to Malik Ashtar, I think, and says, go to that camel and cut the legs of that camel, for it's that camel that's keeping the spirit alive. And the soldiers attack the camel, and they cut the legs of the camel, and the camel falls. She was still in the cage. She falls with the cage, unhurt. And the battle stops. Because the enemy realized, oops, our flag is gone. The morale died, and Imam Ali saves the day. So when he takes this wife and tells her, pack up, let's go back to Medina. How does he do it with dignity, brothers and sisters? Not with taunting and cursing and bad names and throwing rocks at such people. No. We have to obey Imam Ali alayhi salam's sunnah, in the sense that he is the reflection of the Holy Prophet. His transactions are a command upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam does not taunt her, does not curse her, does not damn her in public. He sends her brother, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, and says, go and talk to your sister that she should now pack up and let's go back to Medina. For you have been commanded by Allah in the Quran, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ remain in your houses, O wives of the Prophet. She refuses. Then Imam Hassan goes. And Imam Hassan tells her something that she quickly packs up and goes back. I won't discuss that tonight. There was something Imam Ali alayhi salam had in his hand as a trump card. They all knew about it. And they said that trump card was given to him by the Prophet. And if Imam uses it, many, many are things they wouldn't like. And Imam threatens, says, I will use it. She quickly packs up and goes back. And dignified, Imam never does anything else. Like, Wallah yuhibbul muqsitin. Allah loves the peacemakers. Tonight we commemorate the shahada of Imam Ali alayhi salam on these grounds. On the grounds of hikmah. On the grounds of justice. That while he is the Khalifa, when somebody, a Christian man, takes his shield, Imam doesn't taunt him and says, I am the Khalifa, you have stolen my shield. Give it back to me and I will behead you. No, he goes into court and the judge addresses the Christian man by his first name and then he calls Imam Ali by his title, higher status. And Imam is annoyed and the judge says, you're already annoyed. He said, how dare you have given me a higher status before you have passed the judgment, before you have heard the arguments, how did you confer upon me greater status? Will you find just people like this in the world today? That the minute we get a little authority, we want to abuse it. You think Imam Ali alayhi salam can be compared on this earth like this? That's why Allah says, "Anfusana wa anfusakum." That when he goes to the grave, when he goes to the masjid, and he becomes shaheed, that stroke should strike our hearts. That I need this man as my role model. For if I'm ever going to come towards perfection, to the love of the Prophet, because he is my reflector of the Prophet. There's the Prophet said, وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُّحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. By the sun and its brilliance, and the moon which follows it. He says, I am that sun, and the moon that follows me is Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the remaining 11 imams who will reflect me when I am not there.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Mother, don't cry for me. I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword. Palestine, forever Palestine. Children being killed for throwing stones in the sky. They say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side. Palestine, forever Palestine.